Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to engage with people in a way that makes them feel welcomed, heard, and respected, as well as help people align their message and conversation with their values so they attract their ideal clients. So I am super excited to introduce Julie Parker. Now, Julie is a client attraction and retention expert and founder of Elite Consulting. She's a national educator, role model, and mentor coming from over 15 years of corporate experience in the oil and gas industry. Now, Julie loves helping smart, savvy, established entrepreneurs, small business owners, and commission-based professionals take the struggle and frustration out of the client attraction and retention process so they consistently and elegantly fuel their sales pipelines with targeted quality clients and ideal referral partners. Well, welcome, Julie. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Wendy, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping business owners and entrepreneurs and professionals with their client attraction and retention. Those are really super critical for success. Well, I can't wait to hear more about this and the great work you're doing.
Well, thank you. It's super exciting to work with clients and see the transition and the breakthrough. So that's what keeps me going and fuels me. So thank you.
Yeah. And now, Julie, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own consulting practice?
So I was really just ready to do something different that made a difference in people's lives. Again, I came from oil and gas background, and I was ready to start serving people at a deeper level and be independent.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense. It takes a lot of courage to jump out of a corporate role and into business for yourself. So that had to have been possibly something that took a lot of inward reflection. But I'm just curious, how long have you been a consultant, and has your business mission or vision evolved during this time?
Definitely. I started in about 2015 in a completely different direction. It's actually evolved twice since then.
Yeah.
But I'm a national business network organizer, so I've got a network of over 10,000 members. But I was doing events monthly, and it just sort of evolved from there with three different times. Late last year was when it actually clicked.
Interesting. So a business network that you developed, and then you've taken it to this more refined focus. Is that what I'm understanding?
Exactly, yes. It
Right.
started out as helping people with networking, and now it's evolved into helping them attract and retain ideal clients.
Nice. Yeah, I
Yeah.
love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way besides just continuing to refine and focus where you're seeing that alignment with your own expertise?
Yes. Big question. Oh my gosh. There were many major roadblocks. Having been in business for myself, marketing, the branding, getting myself out there, speaking publicly, holy cow, that was huge. And also going, transitioning from a regular paycheck into marketing for myself and being responsible for my own income. It's big. There's a lot there.
Sure.
Self-doubts, you know, wondering if I had enough to offer, if what I was offering was valuable. There's just a ton there. So I could talk for an hour just about that.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing how we don't realize all that comes up until we decide to go into business for ourselves. And then suddenly it's like, oh, I didn't realize I had this limiting belief, or I didn't realize I feared this, or you know, start comparing yourself to other business professionals. And then here we go. So
that's so true. And, you know, I always say, if someone had told me way back when all of what was entailed, I would never have done it.
Right. Yeah. It would have been. That is true. Thankfully they didn't, though. We're all grateful that they didn't. So
yes. Yes.
Well, what did you do to overcome some of those self-doubt issues, or, you know, some of these, it sounds like a lot of the inner game.
Oh, definitely. Mindset for sure. So, you know, I watched other people doing different things that I wasn't as good at. I'm asking help from those who are successful and asking strategic questions. Mm-hmm. You know, focusing what I was there to do to begin with, which really is engage with people and support them, but also, you know, feeling the fear and doing it anyway.
Right. Yeah. Just continuing past that fear and not saying, oh, guess I can't. So yeah, I love that. And, you know, you're obviously an expert at helping people really develop powerful client attraction and retention processes. And especially having all that experience in building a business network of over 10,000 people, my goodness, that's a huge undertaking right there. And so just helping people with their own message and aligning that with what their, you know, like I say, their zone of genius is, right? But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well.
I'm going to be totally open about this. So, you know, I'm not a huge fan of it yet. Okay. But, you know, it's a big change, like as I said before, going from a paycheck monthly to entrepreneurship. So being responsible for your own income, it's huge.
Right.
But, you know, if I wanted to work for myself, I had to embrace everything about it, realize it's a big part of the enrollment and discovery process. And, you know, it's something to learn. I'm still working on it, of course. But what's helped me is really to make it about serving other people and supporting the person if they genuinely want it, of course, but also be there to hold the bar for them to step into possibility. Realizing and honoring that my content, my time, and what I have to offer is valuable. Mm-hmm. And I have helped several people. So they've all gotten huge value from working with me, enjoyed working with me. So that's kind of helped push me through.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I totally understand that transition from being within the corporate world as a key player, but nevertheless, you have the belief in the corporation, right? And so you're just one of the key players that keeps that business thriving. But then when we jump out and we are our own product, if you will, then suddenly there's a lot of exposure and it's like, here I am, it's me, myself, and I, am I good enough? And so I can completely understand that, but is there anything specific about your sales or your enrollment conversation that kind of gives you some frustration that I might be able to provide you with a little on the spot coaching with?
How cool is this? So I would say just transitioning from the discovery process to the close, maybe. I tend to want to coach them right there and give away too much. Well, yeah, I'll just let you take it from there.
Yeah. Oh, that is so common. You are definitely not alone, Julie, because, you know, being heart-centered, generous people, you know, that is one of the risks, right? Is wanting to roll up our sleeves right then and just start fixing things and understanding that really, and I loved how you started reframing, you know, your approach to sales in terms of delivering service and service first, and really having this genuine interest in creating this transformation or knowledge transfer. But, you know, in our enrollment conversations, the tendency is to just start giving so much information. And you and I both know that there's no amount of information you could give them in an hour or 90 minutes of time that's really going to create that long-term sustained impact. You know, it'll be some tips and tricks and, you know, oh, we can adjust this. But really, when you realize and kind of remind yourself, okay, there's no way that I can really solve all their problems in this conversation. So the focus here is going to be to find out exactly what they'd like to achieve and present a game plan going forward. And when you put up the guardrails for yourself and remind yourself going into the conversation that your best service is done on a long-term basis, then that helps reduce that need or that desire to want to just keep talking. And the way that we can create that guardrail for ourselves is to just state it at the beginning. You pre-frame the conversation. And that helps us to kind of stick with the game plan, right? And so if we tell our ideal prospective client that we're going to find out some of the challenges that you're experiencing and talk about what the possibilities are if those were fixed or solved, and then lay out a game plan that, you know, for carrying this forward so that it has a huge impact on your success. And so then you already have kind of laid the framework or the foundation for how the call is going to go.
Right.
So you can use that yourself to keep yourself on track and not start coaching, because that is what you really don't want to get into, is solving their problems during that call. So once you identify what they would really like to see as a better version of their business based on the fact they can now attract these perfectly aligned prospective clients, then it's just a matter of, well, would you like to talk about a game plan or ways that we can make that happen?
That's awesome. Thank you.
So hopefully that provides really good. A little bit smooth transition.
Very much so. Thank you.
Yeah, quite welcome. Hopefully that moves the needle for you a little bit. So, and Julie, I'm curious here, we're unfortunately still in the middle of this pandemic, which I was hoping was going to be well behind us at this point, but it's not. But knowing the impact that it's had on, you know, business in general, and just how things have evolved and not evolved. Some things are stuck. Some things are changing. The whole way of business is really been turned upside down and inside out, and people are having to adjust. How has the pandemic impacted the work you do? Can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, I was doing networking events monthly, and the idea of going online and doing these online was in the back of my mind. And I thought, yeah, I'll do that later. Because I had done a webinar several years ago, and it scared me so much between the navigating between a PowerPoint presentation, engaging with people that were at the, you know, on a Zoom call with me, and then navigating Zoom. If, you know, I put it off for 4 years. And then I thought to myself, okay, so the COVID hit, it's time to start doing these networking events online.
Right.
But, you know, it can be like culture shock. It can be scary. It's intimidating for not only a presenter or, you know, if you're in sales, you're selling something to someone, navigating all that, it can be really intense and scary and intimidating. So it pushed me to learn to do it quicker. And I did it in March. I was doing 3 events a week. So
wow. Yeah.
Now I'm doing educational events as well. So, yeah, it really pushed me to face my fears and get it done.
Fast track. Yeah, I love that, because it has become the reality of how people are having to do business, and not just sales, but, you know, for leaders having to rely on online platforms for their business meetings and to be influential. And so that's, yeah.
And, you know, in addition, helping clients learn how to do that themselves as well.
Right.
It's one thing to do it myself and to host it, but it's another thing to, you know, work with clients so that they can do the same. Cause yeah, it's a lot.
It is. Yeah.
So
and there's a lot at stake. So
yes.
Yeah. That's great. Well, I love that. Well, how do you work with entrepreneurs, you know, small business owners and professionals who want to finally get their client attraction process dialed in? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Sure. I shared earlier, I'm empathic, intuitive, and I get a lot of information just by interacting with them in addition to asking questions. But, you know, what I do is I customize it specifically to that person, their business and their values, to make sure it all aligns with their ideal client. So it is targeted. It's resonating with them in alignment with them and who they are, so that it feels natural for them. Another reason why, you know, I'm not a fan of scripts, because I feel like it's cold and it's someone else's wording. Mm-hmm. So we address that. We address mindset and just, you know, several different things that kind of come into play to make sure that it, to set them on a path for success, see what's coming up for them.
Oh, that's great. I love that because there has to be that alignment. That's really the way I approach working with my clients as well, because just like you said, if you're saying somebody else's words, or you know, your client attraction messaging is not really aligned with who you are, who your ideal client is, and the outcomes of your work, then it's not going to be very effective. So I love how you really take the time and energy to tailor the work that you do with each of your clients. So that's fantastic. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yes, definitely. So anybody who would like to have a conversation with me, I'm offering a free strategy call. The link is, do you want me to share the link or?
Yeah. And the link is also noted in the show notes as well. So, but go ahead for our listeners that are tuning in just through the audio right now. Go ahead and
share. Okay. So it's bit.ly/Julie in lowercase, and then uppercase D as in David, C as in Charlie. They can also email me at julie@eliteconsultingco.com.
Okay.
Or I'd love for them to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Okay, perfect. So the free strategy session can be scheduled through bit.ly/Julie D C, or reach out to you through your email, julie@eliteconsultingco.com. Or they can find you on LinkedIn. Is that what you said?
That's correct. And for anybody who's interested, I've got a checklist, which is really, really helpful and fun to just see some of the things that I've put together. It's a checklist for networking to set people up for success. And that's bit.ly/Julie Networking Checklist.
Oh, that's great. So that's a free download that they can use to really up-level their networking skills.
That's right.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that's at bit.ly. So bit.ly/Julie Networking Checklist, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you for offering that. That sounds very helpful. And the call with you, that would be time well spent, obviously. And you have shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here throughout our conversation. I've just really enjoyed it. But if I could tap on you one last time here, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
That's a really good question and comes up very often. So, you know, if it's something you feel passionate about, I mean, if you feel genuine passion about it, you know, it works, you love helping others and recognize that you have a gift that other people need, don't give up. Mm-hmm. And ask for help from people who have done it or could be good strategic partners to help you actually implement that.
Right. Yes, that is sound advice to never give up on that original vision and that alignment that occurred at that moment where the idea was born. Right. And then to surround yourself with experts, because let's face it, we're not born knowing everything there is to build a business.
That's right.
So align yourself with those who have the expertise to tap into. So
that's right.
That's fantastic. Well, Julie, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your work within the oil and gas industry as a corporate leader there, and where all of this expertise started kind of bubbling up to the surface, to the important work you're now doing, helping business owners, entrepreneurs, and those commission-based professionals really create solid attraction and retention processes that fill their sales pipelines with targeted quality clients and ideal referral partners. I really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Wendy, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Julie through her email, julie@eliteconsultingco.com. Or what I'd recommend is just grab a session with her at that bit.ly link. So that's bit.ly/Julie D C. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, Well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Julie Parker. And as always, here's to your success.